All right, let's build an advanced late-night jungle journey in Ableton Live using only stock devices, and we're doing it in arrangement view like we mean it. The vibe target here is very specific: hypnotic forward motion, dusty break energy, clean sub architecture, and that nighttime tension, where everything feels a little paranoid, a little humid, a little distant. Before you touch a single automation lane, decide what late night means in your track. Pick two or three adjectives. For example, distant, uneasy, metallic. Every section change should push one of those adjectives forward, not with more layers, with smarter movement. Here's the big philosophy of this lesson. You're not going to write a new song every 16 bars. You're going to treat your loop like a record. Same anchors, rotating actors. Your anchors are the break core and the sub pattern. They keep the floor locked. Your actors are the stabs, textures, fills, throws, weird little moments. Advanced arrangements rotate actors while the anchors stay recognizable. That's how you get evolution without losing DJ-friendly structure. We are aiming for a club-ready arrangement, roughly 5 minutes. A DJ intro, first drop, a mid-switch that feels like stepping into a darker corridor, then a second drop that's heavier and wider, and a clean mix-out outro. First, set yourself up so you can think like an arranger, not like a loop collector. Set tempo around 172 BPM. Anywhere from 168 to 174 is fair game, but 172 is a sweet spot for that rolling late-night feel. Now drop some locators in arrangement view. Put one at bar 1 for intro, bar 17 for build, bar 33 for drop 1, bar 65 for your mid-switch, bar 97 for drop 2, and bar 161 for outro. You can adjust later, but this gives you a spine. Next, routing. Group your tracks into four buses. Drum bus for breaks, tops, percussion. Bass bus for sub and mid or reese. Music bus for pads, stabs, vocals. Effects bus for risers, impacts, noise, transitional stuff. On each bus, put a simple utility safety chain. Drop a utility. Keep gain at zero for now. On the bass bus, turn bass mono on. That is non-negotiable if you want the low end to translate in a club. Width at 100% to start. If you want a limiter on buses for protection, fine, but save the real limiting decisions for the master later. Now, before we arrange, we build what I call a journey loop. A 16-bar loop that can survive repetition without becoming annoying. If your loop can't loop, your arrangement is basically you trying to distract the listener from a weak core. Core elements, a main break, maybe kick reinforcement if your break lacks chest, a clean sub, a mid bass or reese for movement, atmosphere like vinyl air or rain or distant pads, and one hook. 1. A stab, a vocal chop, a two-note motif. Minimal, but memorable. Let's do some quick stock processing suggestions so everything is ready to be automated later. On the break track, start with EQ 8. High pass at 25 to 35 Hz. If it's boxy, dip 250 to 450 a couple dB. If it needs clarity, a tiny presence lift around 4 to 8K. Then drum bus. Drive somewhere like 5 to 15%, a little transient boost so it snaps, and if boom is fighting your sub, turn it off or keep it super low. Then saturator with soft clip on, and just a couple dB of drive. Subtle. You're not trying to win a loudness war here. You're creating a controllable system. For the sub, operator is perfect. Pure sine. Maybe triangle if you want a little more audible body, but keep it clean. Make sure the amp envelope has a short release, like 80 to 150 milliseconds, so notes end without clicks. EQ8 low pass around 120 to 180, so your sub doesn't bring mid-range junk. Then a compressor sidechained from the kick or the break. Ratio 3:1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, release around 80 to 140. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Clean, consistent, readable. For the mid bass or reese, wave eatable is a fast route. Use unison, maybe 2 to 4 voices, don't overdo the amount. Filter it with LP24 with a bit of drive, then add auto filter after, because we want a cutoff we can automate in long marks. Then saturator, maybe 2 to 6 dB with soft clip on. A touch of chorus ensemble for width, but subtle. And then EQ 8 high pass somewhere like 90 to 150 to keep the sub lane clean. Okay, now you have something worth arranging. Here's how we arrange like pros. Energy lanes, not more stuff. You've got three main energy lanes you can automate. Density, how many hits and events. Brightness, filters, top end. Noise, air band. Size, reverb and delay throws. Stereo width, perceived space. The rule, every 8 to 16 bars, something shifts in at least one lane. Not necessarily louder, not necessarily more complex, but different. And here's an advanced test. Phrase boundaries should be audible even at low volume. Literally turn your speakers down to whisper level. If you can't feel where the 16-bar turns happen, you need a marker that's not just volume. A micro stop. A short filter move. One fill or even an ambience change. Let's build the intro first. Bars 1 to 32. DJ friendly, but cinematic. Bars 1 to 16. Start with atmosphere and ghost drums. You can begin with Atmos only, or Atmos plus a heavily filtered break. Put auto filter on the drum bus, LP24 mode, start cutoff down around 300 to 600 Hz. Adjust a little resonance, nothing whistly. Now automate that cutoff slowly, so by bar 16 you're opening toward 1.5 to 3K. The point is to suggest the break without fully revealing it. This is your first promise. You're promising rhythm. Bars 17 to 32. Tease the drop. Bring in hats or a filtered tops layer. Add a tiny bass teaser. And when I say tiny, I mean use utility on the bass bus and automate gain from minus infinity up to maybe minus 6 dB by bar 32. You're letting people feel weight approaching, not giving it away. Now add a riser using operator noise. This is stuck, fast, and it sits in the vibe. Long attack on the noise, auto filter cutoff rising, and reverb, with a long decay like 4 to 8 seconds. Low cut around 300 so the reverb doesn't cloud your low end. Right before drop 1, last 1 or 2 bars, do a transition that has cause and effect. Don't just slap effects because you can. Make it feel like something causes the drop to happen. A simple tape stop illusion. On the drum bus, you can automate frequency shifter fine-tuning slightly downward for a moment, or do a short delay smear by setting delay to very short times and pushing feedback briefly. Another classic, reverse crash. If you don't have one, you can create it with a reverb freeze trick. Put reverb on a crash, hit freeze, resample, reverse. Now you've got an expensive sounding transition without leaving stock devices. Drop 1 is bars 33 to 64. Establish the role. Bring in full break, full sub, mid bass. Keep the hook minimal in the first 16 of the drop. This is important. If you fire every weapon on bar 33, drop 2 has nowhere to go. Now the advanced secret sauce. Micro variations. Every 4 or 8 bars, make a small edit that suggests a human, not a loop. Duplicate a 4-bar break clip and make 2 or 3 variants. One stays original. One removes one or two snares and adds a ghost hit. One has a quick fill at the end of bar 4, maybe a snare rush or hat burst. You're punctuating phrases. You can also use beat repeat, but subtle. Interval 1 bar, grid 1/16 or 1/32, chance 5 to 12%, gate 20 to 35. Keep the filter on and fairly bright. The trick is, automate chance up briefly right at phrase ends, like the end of 32 or 64. That makes it feel intentional, not random. For bass movement without rewriting notes, automate the mid-bass auto-filter cutoff in slow arcs. From bars 33 to 48, rise slightly so the bass feels like it's stepping forward. From 49 to 64, pull it back so you create space and imply that a switch is coming. At the end of drop 1, bars 61 to 64, do punctuation. A classic is a one-bar drum mute trick, but keep it DJ-friendly. Instead of muting everything, mute just the kick reinforcement layer or the lowest drum layer for one bar so the groove breathes without collapsing. Then do a snare reverb throw. Set reverb decay around 2 to 4 seconds, pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds, and automate dry slash wet to spike on that snare hit, then immediately return down. Jungle needs punch. Big reverbs should be throws, not a permanent fog. Now the mid-switch, bars 65 to 96. This is where average tracks die. This section has to feel like a new corridor, not just the drop but less. The technique, reduce density, increase tension. For the first 8 bars, remove the main break, replace it with halftime kick and rim, or keep a filtered break ghost with a low pass around 600 to 1K. You're preserving the DNA while changing the heartbeat. Bring the atmosphere forward and introduce tonal tension. A pad with a subtle minor second or tritone relationship can do wonders, but keep it tasteful. This isn't about turning it into a horror soundtrack, it's about unease. You can use corpus lightly on a stab for metallic, night facility vibes. Medium size, dry slash wet like 5 to 15%. It should feel like the sound is interacting with a physical space. Now movement without drums, auto pan on a texture, rate 1/4 or 1/2, amount 20 to 40, and grain delay on a background hit. Dry slash wet only 5 to 15, just enough to create that late night shimmer. Keep it behind the main elements. Here's a pro mindset. Keep the low end narrative separate from the mid and high narrative. Your sub can be nearly repetitive across the whole track. That's fine. Let your mids and highs evolve. That's how you stay mixable and still tell a story. Build into drop 2 from bars 89 to 96. Controlled urgency. Bring in an operator noise lift again, but do it with intent. Automate drum brightness too, an EQ8 shelf, plus 1 or 2 dB at 8 to 10k into the drop, and add a pre-drop fill like a 1/16 snare roll with a velocity ramp. If you want extra bite, automate saturator drive just for that bar, then bring it back down. Never leave the boost on. That's how you keep contrast. Now drop 2, bars 97 to 160. This is heavier, wider, and more reckless but still clean. The move here is not write a new song. It's upgrade the same song. Option 1. Layer a second break. Top only or mid only. High pass it at 200 to 400 so it doesn't mess with your low end. Then give it a tiny track delay offset, like minus 5 to minus 15 milliseconds, just to create a new swing and thickness. Tiny moves. If it starts to flam badly, back it off. Option 2. Call and response bass. Keep the sub pattern mostly the same. Add mid bass answers at phrase ends, every 8 bars. That's a huge progression signal without rewriting the bass line. Option 3. Increase harmonic density instead of just gain. On the mid bass group, add 1 to 3 dB of saturator drive. On the drum bus, add just a couple percent drive on drum bus. These tiny changes read as intensity. Now structure drop 2 by phrases so it doesn't become a flat wall. Bars 97 to 112, full power. Let the punch speak. Bars 113 to 128, remove one key element, often hats are the loudest mid layer, so the listener feels a shift. Add a one bar fill at 128. Bars 129 to 144, reintroduce the removed element, and maybe bring in that extra break layer or an extra stab. Bars 145 to 160, victory lap. Best hook, most confident automation, but keep it controlled. For end of phrase impact, use stock tricks that feel like mix engineer moves. Automate utility width on the music bus. Narrow it to 70 to 85% for one bar, then snap to 110 or even 125 on the drop hit. That feels massive and intentional, and it doesn't require new musical content. Two delay throws too. Tuck delay is fine. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback 20 to 35, and filter the repeats so they don't create low-end buildup. Throw it on a vocal chop, a stab, or a snare tail. One throw can do more than 3 new layers if it's placed correctly. Now let's talk advanced break evolution ideas you can sprinkle in without breaking the stock-only rule, and without adding new drum parts. 1. Spectral aging automation. This audio version is shortened for playback.